In Psalm 33, we read this, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love." So God sees everything. From his throne in heaven, he looks down and observes all of humanity. But his gaze is not just fixed on the powerful or the impressive or the wealthy. His eye is not just drawn to war horses and weapons or kings. Instead, Psalm 33 tells us that his eye is on the humble, on those who fear him and hope in his steadfast love. So what a powerful comfort. In a world that rewards might, God honors reverence. While men admire strength, God blesses surrender. He watches over the single mother who refuses to give up. He sees the father working two jobs in quiet faithfulness. He looks on the student who chooses integrity over popularity. His gaze is not distracted by noise or fame. It is attentive to trust. God not only sees, but he also delivers. He rescues from death. He sustains through famine. For those who revere him, his steadfast love is not an abstract concept. It is a present help in real need, and that changes everything. As you think about Psalm 33, here's some ways that you can pray. Lord, help me fear you more than I fear man, and hope in your love more than in my strength. Thank you that you see me in my weakness and draw near with mercy. Let me live with confidence, knowing that your eye is upon those who trust you. Here are two different peoples that you can be praying for today. Pray for David Marroquin and his family, our national changemakers in Guatemala. And also remember to pray for the Makanda LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And remember, God's watchful eye rests on the reverent, those who fear him and hope in his love. And to them, he brings deliverance.